With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. We are learning more now at this hour out of New York City. An Air Canada flight has collided with a Port Authority vehicle after landing at LaGuardia Airport. New York Police Department has confirmed that collision. There's no word yet on any possible injuries in this incident. A number of videos taken by bystanders and then put on social media show the jet with apparent severe damage to the front of the aircraft. Elsewhere, Washington is telling Tehran, do as we say or, well, face the consequences.
President Trump warning Iran, the clock is ticking before the U.S. obliterates its power plants if it doesn't fully open the Strait of Hormuz. That's where oil shipments are piling up, prompting Tehran to say it would respond by attacking U.S. and Israeli energy and infrastructure assets. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu doesn't doubt their capability.
They fired an intercontinental ballistic missile on Diego Garcia. That's 4,000 kilometers. I've been warning all the time. They have now the capacity to reach deep into Europe. They already have fired on a European country, Cyprus.
He's also calling on other countries to help in the war effort. I'm Julie Walker.
A jury in San Francisco finding Elon Musk liable for defrauding investors by deliberately driving down Twitter's stock price in the months leading up to his 2022 acquisition of the social media company forked over $44 billion. But it absolved him of any fraud allegations, finding that he did not scheme to mislead investors. Civil trial has centered on a class action suit filed just before Musk took control of Twitter, later to be known as X. This is SRN News. Well, what do Americans consider to be immoral?
In a wide-ranging new poll, the Pew Research Center reveals that a married person having an affair is the behavior that the highest number of people condemn as morally wrong, 90%. A slim majority, 52%, say viewing pornography is immoral, but a strong majority of Americans see no moral problem with assisted suicide, homosexuality, gambling, smoking pot, or getting a divorce. Abortion is a nearly even split. Michael Harrington reporting.
It has taken a while, but America's pastors answering the call to highlight global persecution of Christians in their sermons. A survey of Protestant pastors conducted by Lifeway Research shows the vast majority of them are acutely aware of how their brothers and sisters in foreign lands are being oppressed. Survey finds 86% of preachers urging their congregations to pray for persecuted Christians overseas. This is SRN News. Virginia Republicans vocalizing strong opposition to a Democrat redistricting amendment that would greatly influence the upcoming elections. Republicans argued the proposal ignores those who live in rural areas, while leaders claiming it's gerrymandering tactic. Former Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin.
The first thing the Democrats are doing in Richmond is trying to take away the vote of millions of Virginians. We had a redistricting referendum in 2020. Two-thirds of Virginians voted for an independent redistricting commission. It passed, and that's what's been used. And now they are trying to change this constitutional amendment and once again steal votes from people.
Now, recapping our top story, we have learned in the last few minutes an Air Canada jet, a flight, has collided with a Port Authority vehicle on the ground just after landing at LaGuardia Airport. No word on injuries yet. More details, srnnews.com.